Good morning. It is a Thursday morning, and we are with Melissa Mangini, editor of the Albany Business Review. Good morning, Melissa.
Good morning.
I want to take just a quick moment to say Melissa is joining us on her last day. She is going on maternity leave, expecting a baby girl. Congratulations, and thank you so much for your contributions to WAMC.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Let's start with Riverside Maple Farms property. What's happening?
Yeah, that's right. Tony Hines is buying the property, and he's the owner of robotics manufacturing company Precision Valve and Automation in Colony. He's the one that's moving his company to the former Half Moon Sportsplex and leasing his former space to Amazon. Now he's under contract to purchase the farm in Glenville, with the idea to turn it into a tasting room, distillery, and move a barrel factory from central New York to the property. Riverside Maple Farm shut down about a year and a half ago, and the property is close to where Tony Hines lives. He plans to invest close to $4 million to purchase additional equipment and construct an additional 10,000 square feet that will allow him to move the Adirondack Barrel Cooperage about 90 miles from Remsen and Oneida County to the site. The cooperage started in 2021 with the goal of selling 2,000 barrels, and it has already surpassed that number, and Hines says they'll grow by 30 to 40% this year, which is why they need the additional space. The timeline is to hopefully break ground in March and move the factory in October or November of next year.
Well, speaking of more space, let's go to the Albany International Airport.
Phil Calderon, the new CEO, hasn't really had an easy time since he got the new gig. His first week on the job, the airport faced a massive ransomware attack. And a few months later, the COVID-19 pandemic brought travel to a standstill. The airport went from more than 1.5 million passengers in 2019 to just around 520,000 last year. With the pandemic restrictions lifted, things are beginning to pick back up. Calderon says as passenger numbers grow, revenue will follow. He currently has three projects that are priorities for the airport. The first is an expansion of the terminal to redesign the pre-TSA checkpoint. The terminal was designed pre-9/11, and the checkpoint was created after that. So it currently doesn't allow for large gatherings of travelers or any social distancing. The second is a new private aircraft hangar. The airport is currently turning away private jets because there's not enough room. And the third is upgrading cargo facilities. They are currently over 20 years old and need to be modernized.
Melissa Mangini, editor of the Albany Business Review. You can read more at albanybusinessreview.com. Melissa, again, thanks again, and we wish you all future success.
Thank you so much.